Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on a Wednesday morning. You're listening to News Radio KMAN, and we've got Cliff Williams, superintendent at USD 378 Riley County Schools, joining us here on the program. Cliff, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you here as we're right in the middle of some time off for the students as we get ready for Thanksgiving tomorrow, and probably some much-needed time off for a lot of folks, including the teachers.
I'd say all the above. I think we got so much to be thankful, though. It's been a wonderful fall and, you know, some different things coming off a bond issue. And, you know, you always have some kinks with that and get everything organized. Our team did a great job to make sure that we started on time. And just all the extra efforts that people put forth to make sure that we could, you know, have a great school year. We've been so thankful that our patrons were willing to allow us to upgrade the facilities. They look fantastic. Our partners with BHS and Anderson Knight and the various vendors that came in and out, they did a wonderful job for us, and we're very, very pleased for that. Thankful for the efforts of our students as they transition into another COVID year, but they've been so gracious. They teach us every day how to be flexible, and our parents, and I could just go on down the list there that it's just been a great fall. And so perfect timing with Thanksgiving to just reach out and say thank you. We appreciate your efforts.
Absolutely. Well, this week, and we're going to be talking here about the Kansas Can Star Program. Tell us a little bit more about what this all entails.
Yeah, the Kansas State Board of Education, you know, always loves to catch schools doing the right thing. And they have a school improvement program. Its acronym is KESA, which stands for the Kansas Education Systems Accreditation. And districts basically go through a five-year cycle where they target their weak areas and they try to improve or maybe have some new ideas that they're trying to implement. And the State Board of Education likes to recognize those districts that are really doing great things for students. And they have three areas that they automatically measure each school district on. And those are academically prepared for post-secondary, high school graduation, and post-secondary success. And they give you a star. Imagine that with education. You get a star for that based off of how well you do in those areas. And our district was recognized for all three of those areas. So we were very pleased with that. There are some other areas that districts can self-apply for. We chose not to do those because those are areas that we are targeting right now, but I would see us trying to do that next year as we've made our growth and our changes. So we're really excited and just want to congratulate our students and our staff for all their efforts to be recognized at that level of excellence. And we're just proud to kind of pat ourselves on the back. We don't get to do that too often, but we're happy to celebrate that with all our listeners.
That's wonderful. What a wonderful opportunity here to talk about that. As far as some other items here this week, is it this week? It's American Education Week?
Actually, it was last week, the 15th through the 19th. But again, just want to reach out to all those folks that make a difference each and every day, from bus drivers that get the kids to and from school, the cooks that prepare breakfast and lunch, the secretaries that meet everybody with a smile and all the information, the teachers, the paras, the principals, the custodians. I mean, the list goes on. It takes this big family to work with our 715 kids each and every day. And sometimes we take that for granted. And so it was fun to be able to do some fun things with them. And they kind of let their hair go back down. And like Monday was an alma mater day, where something that promoted your education. We had a favorite team day apparel where you could wear that. Probably their favorite is the sweats day, where they could really relax. We had a dress up day. Our Board of Education was so kind. They bought all of the staff a Thanksgiving meal, as well as they came in and served it for them. So that was a lot of fun. And then we ended the fun week with Red, White, and Blue to promote Education Week. And just something that started all the way back in the WW days, when a lot of the soldiers that came out, they found that they were illiterate. And so the Department of Defense and the NEA, which is the National Education Association, actually teamed together to try to eradicate illiteracy. And so it's continued that celebration. So it's nice to pat those guys on the back and say thank you for what you do each and every day for kids.
Yeah, we're so thankful, all of our educators who go above and beyond, because, you know, it's a very important role, obviously, in our schools and our communities. And I don't know if sometimes they don't maybe even recognize the impact they're making on young minds.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's really a pretty humble group. We always talk about that as we work on school improvement, and it's a labor of love. And takes many years before we really see some change. And they never really just stop and say, you know, we really did a great thing this year or this cycle, and we're proud of our efforts. And they just keep saying, we can get better, we can get better. And just a special group to be an educator. And so we're proud of our group. We really have some special people. They're just good people. They truly love these kids, and they just adopt them. And it's fun when these kids come back and they invite the staff to their weddings, and, you know, they introduce them to their kids, and some of them get to teach multiple generations of the kids. And so, you know, really a true family atmosphere. And so, again, just appreciative to be able to say thank you to them. Would always encourage families and patrons to reach out and say thanks, because they really do impact our society, you know. Majority of all kids go through public ed, and so it's nice just to say thank you for your efforts.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know no school this week, but we've got some activities coming up here in the last part of November and heading into December.
Yeah, we're going great guns. It's hard to think that already our middle school girls basketball program is going to come to conclusion. Our high school winter sports have started up, and they're looking forward to some competitions after the break here. Our middle school wrestling will be coming to a conclusion as well. And so things are going fast and furious. We had a couple musicals. The kids did wonderful. Our band program has received some top ratings. So always encourage people to go to our website. We have an activities calendar there. That's the most recent one that we can have. Sometimes we have to make changes due to inclement weather. And so encourage people to get involved in your schools, come out and celebrate, because these kids are so talented and it's fun to watch them shine.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's tough to see our local football teams, I know, go down last week. I think we had three area teams go down. It was sad to see Riley County fall in the playoffs here, but I know they had a wonderful season.
Yeah, it is, you know, and you're undefeated and you're on a real high, and unfortunately somebody has to lose. But, you know, in the grand scheme of things, I think there's so many life lessons that kids learn from these activities, you know, whether it be on the sports field or, you know, in a concert. Working together as a team, working through adversity at times. And so they had a wonderful season. We're proud of them. Look forward to next year. And, you know, like we already just talked, the football season will be around the corner for us again soon. So hang on. It is fast.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, as far as other activities here, we mentioned with the break here, folks get a time to go home and stuff. Are you worried about COVID here lingering again into the month of December? I know we get around these holidays and people do their gatherings, and we see numbers go up, it seems like, after some big holidays.
Well, we do. Again, you know, I don't want to seem conceited, but Our crew really has handled this so well, and our numbers have been so low. Shared with a parent this morning that I believe our student average right now of positive cases is 0.4%. Our staff is, 1 or 2%. So they really have committed to doing a great job and trying to be healthy and live healthy lifestyles and try to work with the mitigation. We just started a testing program. It's a voluntary program that students and staff can come in and be tested. It's a nasal swab. They basically swab their nasal in each one 3 times, and they put it in this solution, and it tells us whether they're positive or negative. If they're negative, and like a close contact, then the kids can come back to school, where before they would be out for anywhere from 10 to 21 days, depending on the scenario. And so we're kind of happy that we have that tool that's available. It's put more kids back into the class. It's allowed us to keep some of our staff here. We always kind of worry a little bit, like in food service, there's such a group that works so closely together that we could wipe out a kitchen. In little or no time, our bus drivers can be that way as well. And so we're hoping that some of those strategies, as well as just the good nature of our people, will continue to be safe. And that way we can have our doors open and help as many kids as possible.
All right, very good. Well, another thing we have to think about this time of year is inclement weather, and I know you had that as one of your topics you wanted to touch on this morning.
Yeah, just always want to make sure that people are prepared. It's Kansas. It can happen fast. We do have a lot of tools and great partners like K-Man that we do try to call in the night before if possible. It's not always that way, depending on what Mother Nature gives us. But we want people to be prepared. We have young drivers. It's always a little scary. I know I've got several teenagers, and you worry about them being on the roads and the experiences they have. And so I encourage parents to have good talks with those so they can be safe. We also want to make sure that people have a backup plan. Sometimes when we have to call school off during the middle of the day, some parents can't get off work, but maybe the neighbor can pick them up or that type of thing. We know it's an inconvenience, but it's also a safety factor, and we're going to have to close school down. So please plan ahead. Listen to our good partners like K-Man that help us so much to get that information out.
All right, very good. Well, Cliff, anything else before we wrap things up?
I just want to say, wish everybody from the district a happy Thanksgiving, and we hope that you are safe if you are traveling to go see family, and we look forward to coming back for another couple of weeks, and it'll be Christmas time before we know it.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Cliff, always good to talk with you here, and we'll talk to you again next month.
All right. Thank you for the help, Brandon.